Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Gimel Maseches Shabbos, the 74th daf in Shas. We pick up six lines from the top on Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had told us on Yud Aleph, and that's what our Gemara is going to analyze, that just like we are concerned about a person getting used to being next to a candle and bending the candle, so too, says the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Kayotze bo lo yeochel azov im azova mipnei hergel, aveira. Azov should not eat with azova, because they might feel, get comfortable with each other, and then come, lidei aveira, by having tashmish together. Says the Gemara, five lines from the top, Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph, Tanya Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, bo re'e adheichon partza tara b'yisro. Come and see how far, says Rav Shimon of Elazar, Tahara has spread through Klal Yisrael. Bo rei ad heicham parts of Tahara Yisrael, shalosh aninu, that our Mishnah did not say, lo ye'ochel ha'tor im ha'tmeya, that a Tahar man should not eat with a Tmeya woman, elo lo ye'ochel ha'zov im ha'zova mipnei hergel aveira. Rashi explains that Rav Shimon of Elazar is observing that the Braisa does not speak about a man who's tar eating with his wife who's tmeya, because that was a davar pashut. Men, people in general, who are ochal chulim b'tahara, would not eat with someone who's tmeya. Hence, we don't have in our Mishnah, as well as in the Braisa, a tahar eating with a tmeya. That was a non-starter, because people were so makbe that when they were tar, even the chulim that they ate was also eaten b'tahara. Rather, it says, if both are tame, azav with azava. Kayotze by the Braisa continues, lo yachol zav parush im zav ama'aretz. Shema yargilenu etzlo. Someone who is a parush, who was makbin on the lachos of tumatara, would not eat with azav, who is an ama'aretz, lest they get used to being with each other. Asks the Gemara, v'chim argila etzlo may have it. What's the worst concern if they're used to being with each other? Ela eima shema yachilenu dvarim Tmein, lest the Zav Amaretz give the Zav Parush. Parush, of course, is an expression standing for Prushim, those who separated themselves and were Makbid on Tumah Tahara, ostensibly it means even when they ate Chulin. Asks the Gemara, Atuzav Parush Lav Dvarim Tmein Machel? The Zav, when he's eating, he's also eating Dvarim Tmein. Anything he touches becomes Tame. Amar Abaye said no. Gzera Shem Yachilenu Dvarim Sheino Misukanim. We're afraid he's going to give him fruits that are not Misukan. Misukan in halacha, in this context, means fixed by having Trumas and Maisras that are removed. V'Rava Amar, Rava disagrees with Abaye. He says, when it comes to Maiser, we don't have such a concern. This klal of Rava appears many places in Shas. We're going to have it later on. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, as you see, the Masoras of Shas quotes it from Ksubis and Gittin as well. Rava's position is what carries the day. Rov Ame Aretz Masrin Hain. Majority of Ame Aretz are careful to take off Meiser, and therefore there's no need to prohibit a Torah Parish sitting with a Torah Am Aretz because of Shash of Meiser. Ella, so why does the Braisa say it's problematic? Shemiye Rogel Etzlo V'yochlenu Dvarim Tmein B'mei Taharaso. What we are afraid about is that eventually the Zav Parish is going to become Tar. He's going to go back to his Chumrah of eating Chulin B'Taharaso. If he's going to get used to eating with the Am Aretz was not careful of eating Chulin B'Tahara, and therefore he would end up violating his acceptance of being a parish, of being a chaver, that was careful in eating chulin b'tahara. Therefore, he shouldn't even eat with an ama aretz when both of them are tamei because of zaf. Gemara continues, 15 lines on the top. You give him an alf ibaylu. We have the following shaila: Nida ma'u shetishan im ba'ala he bibgada v'hu bibgada. What's halacha if a Nida sleeps in the same bed with her husband, but both of them are wearing clothing? Rashi explains that we must be talking about a case where there is no chumrah of him being careful not to contract general tumah from his wife outside the halacha of Nida. Like, for example, a Kohen being able to eat truma if his wife, as a Nida, touched him. So then in such a case, aside from the Isser of a wife not allowed to have relations with her husband when she's an Ida, she's also Tameya that could be Metame others. So it must be, says Rashi, that her husband was already Tame, or it's Bismanazeh, where there is no reason for the husband to be Makbid on Tahara. So the Gemara Shai that Rashi says is, are we Choshesh Lehergal Avera? Are we afraid that since they're going to be so close to each other, they might come to have relations? Or, since they're each sleeping in their clothing, we don't have the chashash. Amar of Yosef Yosef says, Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Ha'oif oile imagvina ala shulchan ve'ena nechal divrei beishamai. Beisil oimrim loy oile ve'loy nechal. There's a machlokes between beishamai and beisilel in Chulin on Kuf Dalid Amabez, whether one is allowed to put cheese on the same table with chicken. Chicken, of course, is an Isur Darabban, it's not an Isur Daraisa. Beishamai presumably would agree that if we were talking about meat and cheese, then we would make a gzera. The question over here is chicken and cheese. So here, Beishamai is Mekel. Beizil Omrim, lo olo velo nechal. Not only can one not eat the two together, that's clearly an Isur Darabban, we also make a gzera not to put them on the same table. So what do we see? We see that even when there is already another barrier, like the fact that chicken is only an Isser Darabanan, nevertheless, Beis Hillel created the Isser. And we don't make the Gzera of Ha'ala Ata Achila. So too, we would not make a Gzera of Yashan Ata Tashmish. Says the Gemara, it's not a strong riot. Shani Hasam Deleka Deus. There it's different that there isn't one person to remind someone else. The question could apply, even if one person is eating, is he allowed to eat on a table that has both chicken and cheese? In contrast to the husband and wife, there are two deos to remind each other that she's a nida, hence it would be permissible. It would be logical to say that when there are different opinions, different people, to remind each other, then we would be more makel. Diktani Seifa, as we learn in the Seifa over there in Chulin, here the Reisha appears in Chulin Kuf Dalet, and the Seifa of that Mishnah is four blot later on Kuf Zayin on the base, and that is the Sefer of Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsenoyim, two guests, Ochlan al Shulchan Echad, could sit and eat on one table, Zelchol Basar, Zelchol Gvina, Ve'ein Choshishin. Each one could eat their food, even if it's meat and cheese, and we're not worried. V'lav Itmar lo Amar Avchanan Abarami, Amar Shmuel, lo Shanu El Shein Makirin Zezeh, Avon Makirin Zezeh Asurim. The Gemara questions whether it's a strong proof. The proof was that we see over here that when there are two deos, it's permissible. Asks the Gemara, but Rav Chanan bar Ami said that the only time two deos are acceptable, as in the case of Chulin, Kuv Zayin Amabez, two people eating on one table, one eating meat and the other eating cheese, is only where they don't know each other. But if they're friendly with each other, then in such a case, Makirim Zezeh, they might come to the Yisr. Vachinami Makirim Zezeh Ninu, the husband and wife recognize each other, they know each other. So then, in such a case, once they're comfortable with each other, then they might forget and come Lidei Yisr. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Ashenel, there's a difference. Hasam Deos Ika Shinui Leka. Over there, when it came to the Sugi and Chulin, there are different Deos, but there's no change in their habits. And people often share food together. Hachi Ika Deos Vika Shinui. Over here, there's a change. Why? That it's Hu Bibigadov, Vihi Bibigadov. That's not the normal way for people to sleep. Hence, if there's a shinui, it'll remind them from and prevent them from doing an avera. Tashma, the Torah HaKadosh describes the description of a tzaddik, Elohorim loy ochal, va'avonav lo nasa el gululei beis Yisrael, ves eishes re'eu lo timei vel eishes ishanida lo yikrav. Makish ishanida le eishes re'eu. Ma eishes re'eu hu bebigdoi vihu vihi bebigda aser, just like when it comes to a foreign woman, even if he is in his begadim and she in hers, it's going to be aser. Af ishtay nida hu bebigda vihi bebigda aser. Shmamina. So we've been poshet the shayla that even when it comes to hu bebigda vihi bebigda, the halacha is that they're aser. Says the Gemara, pligid Rav Pedas, and that's in disagreement with Rav Pedas. Domer Rav Pedas, loy aser Torah Ela kurva shel gilui arayis bilvad. The yisur da arayisa of leisikruvu legalis erva is only when there is a kirva of gilui arayis. Shneimar ish ish al kol sher b'saroi leisikruvu legalis erva. That the Torah Kedoshah says that leisikruvu legalis erva in regards to kiruv basar. Baruch Hashem, the daf that we're doing right now talks about the kedusha of a Yiddish marriage, and I'm recording this at the Chosin's Tish of Aaron Moshe Bolag, Cedric Bolag. I have a few minutes now. Let's see as the Gemara continues. Ula kiyavi osimi bei Rav. Ula, when he came to the Yeshiva Rav, have a menoshek la'achvosa, he would kiss his sister, Abi Chidayu. And some say that he kissed her on the hand. And there's a machlokis between those two opinions. Da'amar Ula, because Ula had said, Afilu shum kurva asur. Ula himself had said that any type of kirva is asur. Mishum lech lech amri nazira schar schar lekarma lo sikarev. That one is supposed to distance oneself ad asof from any type of gilui. Rashi points out that even according to Rapados, who says the Iser Torah is dafka kiruv basar, that still, and Rashi explains that kiruv basar means tashrish mamish, any type of kiruv basar, even according to Rapados, would be an Iser dirabbanan. However, if it's hu bilgada v'hi bilgada, so then they didn't make the gzera when it comes to one's wife, who is a nida. Bezer Hashem, in our halacha section today, we will discuss the halachos of kirva for arayos and with women in general. The thing that you hear in the background, there's no question, connects the component of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael and the simcha of keeping our intimacy kadosh. And it's a tremendous simcha that we have to be able to do that. The Gemara continues. Tandeve Elio, Ma'aseh b'Talmid Echo Shoshana Harbe V'Kara Harbe V'Shimish Talmid Harbe. There was a Talmud that had learned a lot. He had reviewed a lot. He had served Talmid Chachamim. Sugya and Brachos describes that Shimish Talmid Chachamim, especially according to Rashi, means to learn how to apply the Svaras HaTorah. Umeis b'chetzi yomav, and he died young. Vayse ishto neitelas tefilav v'machzarasam b'batei gzisu b'batim drashas v'amlem ksiv b'toyre ki hu chayecha v'orich nimecha. She asked, it says that Torah is something that extends our life. Ba'ali shashana harbe v'kara harbe, my husband reviewed a lot and he learned a lot. Why did he die when he was young? And no one was able to answer her question. Pam achas nisarachti etzla. Elio describes Pamachas Nisarachti Etzla. I was a guest by her. She was describing her pain. Vamarti lab, and I asked her, Biti, maybe the Sayach Mahu Etzlech. How did you guys act when you were a Nida? Amrali, she said to me, Chas v'shalom, afilu be'etzbaktana loy noga. I didn't touch her even with my smallest finger. How did you act during your Shiva Nikiyim? During the 7 clean days, she said that I slept with him, close to him, with Kirav Basar, without begodim. And he didn't even think about having Hashmish together because we were Asur at that time. And I told her, Baruch HaMakum Shahargu. Shalo nasafanim l'tayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be praised that he didn't find a bias to the fact that even though he was a Talmud Chacham, because the Torah tells us that Kiruv Basar is an Iser Daraisa. Vel Isha Benidas Timasa Lo Sikrav. That when a woman is a Nida, they're not supposed to come close. They're not supposed to come close with Kiruv Basar. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar, he said, Mita Chada Havoi, that there was one bed that was very large that was between them, and that was why this Talmud Chacham thought it was enough. Nevertheless, he was of course punished, because Alti Chacham Harbe, don't be wiser than the Halacha itself, and the Halacha clearly prohibits it. V'marava Amri, Omar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinur Mafsuk, beino leveino. He thought it was enough if there was an apron that she was wearing that their bodies weren't mamish touching, and that would protect. But nevertheless, Elio says, Baruch HaMakom, that she was punished. That he was punished as well in his Ptira. We begin a new Mishnah. Ve'elu min ha'alachos she'amru ba'alias Chanani menchizkia ben'goron she'olu levakro. And these are from the halachos that were taught in the attic of Chanani menchizkia ben'goron when they went to visit him. Farshim explained that there were Tamidei Beishama and Tamidei Beisilal that were present. And then, Nimnu v'Rabu Beishama el Beisilal v'yuchaz Tvarim Gazru Bobayom. And there were more Talmidim of Beishamai than Beisilal. And there were 18 Gezeros. The Gemara will immediately bring our Mishnah that we've just read, Yugimel Amad Beis, in light with what we've learned in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. On Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, we also had a Gzeira that one is not allowed to learn or pick lice by a candlelight. Says the Gemara immediately, is there a connection between that halacha and our Mishnah in Gimel Beis? Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef, Elutnan o Ve'elutnan. Should we have the Girsa in our Mishnah, Elu min halachos? In other words, Rashi explains that the next few Mishnayis that are going to introduce Gzeros for us, is that what was learned in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron? For example, later on, we will have in the Mishnah, on Yizayin of Abayz, Beishame Omrim Ein Shorin Diyo B'sam Manim B'Shabbos, that a person is not allowed to leave, die soaking on Shabbos, even though he began the process on Erev Shabbos, etc., etc. Is that what started? Or, ve'elutnan. And not only did they make the gzeira for a candle in Hananya's attic, but also for the future things as well, like the dio. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef, elutnan o ve'elutnan. Is the previous gzeira part of Hananya's gzeiras? Ve'elutnan Hani da'amrin. Ve'elu means those that we had already learned. Tashma ein polen la'or aner, ve'in korin la'or aner, ve'elu men ha'alach ha'shom ba'ali yischanani ben Chizkiya ben Goron. The Braisa tells us that ein polen la'or aner was one of those halachos, hence the Girsa is, as we have in our Mishnah, ve'elu. The Gemara continues with another innovation of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron. Tan Rabban Mikos of Megillas Tainis, Amru Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron Sayato. It was Chananya and his gang that wrote Megillas Tainis. What is Megillas Tainis? Rashi explains that it was a Megillah that recorded the Nisim of Klal Yisrael based on the day it happened, to teach that it was usher to fast, and some say even to give a hesped on that day. This is at a time that the Mishnayis had not yet been written, and still Klal Yisrael was knowing the Isser Ksiva Torah Shebal Peh, but Chananya decided already to do a way that at least to record the gaze of Megillas Tainis so it would not be forgotten. Shehoyu Mechab Ben Esatzaros, because they had the pains of Klal Yisrael dear to them. Rashi explains it means that the pain was dear and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geula was dear to them, and therefore they wanted to record the Nes and make sure Klal Yisrael was not going to forget it. We also, later on, in the next generation, also want to show how dear to us being saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I will not manessa, but we cannot record it the way Chananya did. Shimbanu lichtoiv einanu maspikin. There are so many sorrows that came to us and so many nisim, so then it's just too many to record. Rashi suggests maybe it's too many because then it'll turn every day Yom Tov, and then the children every day will say, we don't want to go to school. I'm adding facetiously, we don't want to go to school because it's a holiday. Davar acher, ein shota nifka. Another explanation is that a shota doesn't get insulted. we ourselves are being saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, but we're in a bad position, we don't even realize it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. It's like a shota who's been put down, he doesn't even realize it. Davar Acher, another way of explaining this phenomenon, Eim Sar Meis Margish B'Zemel. A piece of dead flesh doesn't feel a knife cutting it. In other words, Klal Yisrael over here is being referred to as, unfortunately, being spiritually dead, hence it doesn't even notice when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them. Amy asks the Gemara, what do you mean that dead flesh does not feel cut? It says that a worm is as bad for dead flesh as live flesh being cut. Shemer ach besaro olav yichaev v'nafsho olav teovel. So we see from the pasuk that's talking about a dead person, the way some explain that the nefesh feels the pain of the body. Answers the Gemara, it seems to be over here that dead flesh does feel. Eima eim sar hameis shebechai margish b'yizemel. A person who's living, who has dead flesh, in other words, for example, take a scab or some type of dead skin, in such a case, there, a person doesn't feel it. But a dead person does feel if his body is being cut. The Gemara now here makes an amazing statement. Amar of Yehuda Merav, Bram Zachor Oso Yish L'Tov, V'Chanani Mechizki Yoshemo. There is a person whose name has to be remembered for the good. That's Chanani Mechizki Yoshemo, Lehu Nignas Sefer Yechezkel. Because if not for Chanania, the Sefer of Yechezkel would have been taken out of the holy canon of the Tanakh. Shayudvarav Sosin Divrei Torah. Because there are things that are Soser Divrei Torah that contradict the words of Torah. Rashi gives a poignant example that the Pasuk in Yechezkel and Perek Mem Dalet seems to say that only the Kohanim are prohibited to eat Nevela and Trefa. And there seemed to be contradiction. We know, of course, Nevela and Trefa is also 12 Klal Yisrael. Ma also, what did Chananya do? Helolo Gimel Me'ez Garvi Shemen. He took up 300 barrels of oil to attempt to explain these apparent difficulties. The Yashav Baliya Vidarshan, and he darshaned all the distinctions to be able to answer them. Rashi uses the previous example of one of the questions that Chananya solved. We had mentioned the stira that, strangely, in Yechezkel Mem Dalet, it said that the Kohanim cannot eat Nevelu Trefa. So Rashi says that in Menachos they quote the Teretz of Chananya, and that is that we would have had a Havamina, since Malika could be done to a bird when it's a karban. So then in such a case, we would have thought that Kohanim who eat the bird would be able to do Malika for Chulin as well. So the Pasuk in Yechezkel is telling us that they won't be able to. But certainly, all of Klal Yisrael will not be able to as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Daf of Yugimel on the Be'ez. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will begin summarizing the 18 Zeros. Many of them relate to Toma and Tahara. And now, Be'ezer Hashem, we go to the Halacha section of Daf Yugimel. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, first Halacha topic from Daf Yugimel is a big one, an important one, and that is the prohibition of touching a woman who is an erva, which includes one's wife when she's a nida, as well as applying it to instances where there seems to be a significant tzorech, for example, the cases of a doctor. Our Gemara on Yud-Gimel Amalaf, we will start from the basic sources, a very important machlokas we showed him that everybody should be aware of, and see how it emerges from the Gemara itself, and then go to the Paiskim. Our Gemara in Yugimel Amud Aleph had told us, the Gemara raises the possibility, and this is how we paskin lahalacha, that when one's wife is a nida, then in such a case, a husband and wife cannot be together, even if it's hu bibigado v'hi bibigda, even if they're not directly having kiruv basar, as a gzeira, lest they come to kiruv basar. According to the way the Rashi, and as we will develop lahalacha, the Shitas HaRambam, this position understands that there is an Isser D'Oraisa of Kiruv Basar, even if it's not going to come Lidei Tashmish. According to Rashi and the Rambam, the Gemara then introduces the Shita of Rabbi Pedas, who is Cholek on this entire approach. And the Shita of Rabbi Pedas is that when it comes to the Isser Darais of Kiruv, that of the Torah, Vosikrivu, Legalo Serva, says Rabbi Pedas, 10 lines from the bottom, Loi Asra Torah El Kurva, Shel Gilui Arayis Bilvat. According to Rashi and the Rambam, Rabbi Pedas's Shita is rejected la halacha, and therefore the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, as well as in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam paskins like the assumption of the Gemara that Hu bebigda vehi bebigda is a gzeira midrabanan atu kiruv basar, even if there wasn't a maisa. Because at the end of the day, points out the Rambam, Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel and Sefer HaMitzvahs, there is a Sifra that says, Lo Sikru V'Legalos Erva, Eini Elo Shelo Yigle, Minayin Shelo Yikarev, Talmelo Mervel Isha Benidas Tumasa, Lo Sikrav, that there is a prohibition of Kirva, that would be any form of intimacy of the body, even if there isn't Tashmish, even if there is an intercourse, nevertheless, that will still constitute an Isur Doraisa. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, has a strong question on the Rambam. Actually, in terms of reading Pshat in the Gemara, the Ramban will get into problems, and there are many Rishonim who are Masbir the Gemara in a Halacha section. We are not able to get to that. Of course, if we'd be learning this Be'iyun, we would have the Cheshman Shita of Tosas over here with Pliga, as well as the Ritva and other Rishonim. The Ramban claims that the Rambam's Sifra cannot be accepted lahalacha. It's not a Sifra that is koveya adin daraisa. He says because if that would be so, the Gemara wouldn't just simply say that Rabbi Padas is a different Shita. The Gemara would have rejected Rabbi Padas because the Sifra says beferish Rabbi Padas is wrong, that there is an Isur Daraisa of Kirva Basar and not only Gilui Erva, the actual intercourse itself. Therefore, the Ramban says you have to read the Gemara differently. The Ramban reads the Gemara differently than Rashi and the Rambam, and the Ramban says Rabbi Padas' Shita is accepted lahalacha, and that means that there is no Isur D'Oraisa except for Gilui Erva. However, the Ramban, of course, never, Chas V'Chalila, would say that intimacy with a woman who is an Erva, who is Usur to a man in any way, is Mutter. But the Ramban writes that it's an Isur D'Rabbanon, not an Isur D'Oraisa. Of course, Chazal speak about that whoever violates an Isur D'Rabbanon, then the Onish is severe. According to some, it's even more severe than the Isur D'Oraisa itself. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban carries itself out in very practical terms, and we could see it, how it follows its way through the poskim, through the early poskim, up until contemporary poskim, and into practical applications. Firstly, the Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Tzadi Hei, in discussing the different positions of the Rishonim about the status of a husband taking the pulse of his wife when she's in Nida. In Hilchos Nida and Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, there are two different positions of the Mechaber and the Ramah on this question. We will get to them shortly. The Sif is in, it's in Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sif Tezayin and Sif Yud Zayin. There, in the Beis Yosef, before we even get to Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef presents, from what was thought to be the Tshuvas HaRamban, although that's a big question, whether it was actually written by the Ramban at all. See footnote Lamid Vav in the new tour Beis Yosef's, where they question whether this was the Ramban altogether who had said this. But either way, the Beis Yosef puts together what seemed to be a Tshuvas HaRamban that says that if one's wife is in a state of pikuach nefesh, so then one is allowed to take her pulse, while according to the Rambam, so he says the Ramban l'shitaso, while the Rambam will hold its also. What's behind this machlokis? So Beis Yosef says beautifully, if we hold those sikruv legalos erva includes any type of kiruv basar, even if it's not actual tashmish. So then in such a case, there is an iser of arayus, and the Rambam would hold, the Beis Yosef speculates, that we would say yahareg va'al yavor. However, according to Ramban, who only holds its nisid araisa, if there's actual tashmish, certainly in a case of a chola, sheish bo sakana, it would not qualify as yahareg val yavor, and it would be permissible. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Chof, Paskins like the Rambam, therefore in Simin Kuf Tzadiyesif Yud Zayin, Paskins that it is aser for a husband to take the pulse of his wife when she's anida. The Rabma goes with the opinion of the Beis Yosef that's lenient based on what was reported to be the Shitas HaRamban, where he says in a case, and notice here, the Rama only says in a chola sheyesh bo sakana, he says a husband would be able to take it, and it would not be an iser of arayis that we would say yoharig val yavar. So far, what we have, the extent is the lenient opinion of the Ramban will allow us, according to the Rama, will allow us to be matir, a husband to take the pulse of his wife when she's a Nida. Many are familiar, and this is what I heard from my Rabbeim, the position of the Shach on this question. The Shach suggests that the whole discussion of a pulse is very different than the Machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban. He argues that even according to the Rambam, it would be permissible. And he says, and here's his words in the Shach, in Sifkat and Chaf, in Simen Kuf Tzadi, hey? Afle Rambam lek isur d'oraisa el kisha osekein derech taiva v'chibas bia. And on there we would add it would be yahareg val yavar if it's done with taiva. Mashen kein hacha, in contrast to this case, v'chein haminig poshut sheroifim Yisrael mimashishim hadefek shel isha, that Jewish doctors take the pulse of a woman afilu eishes ish onachris afalpi sheish rofim acherim goyim, that they do take the pulse, they even according to Rama would be permissible because it's not derech taiva v'chiba. This is of course the makar of what some refer to as the dead fish, and that is a man where a woman sticks out her hand to say hello. So then if it's not derech chiba v'taiva, there are some who say that it's permissible. However, one should note that the cases in the Shach and in the Rama and even the Shach, one could argue, we're only talking about a cases of chola sheyesh bo sakana. In fact, the Shach comes out l'chumra that a husband could only do this when his wife is in a state of sakana. However, the Shach does not seem to be more makel than that. Again, he quotes this mysterious Tshuvas HaRamban that's only makel in the case of sakana. It's probably a Tshuvas HaRajba, really. Nevertheless, it should be noted that Rav Vosner, in the Shevet HaLevi and Hilchos Nida, comments on this Shach, v'yesh achronim shemekil mafil kishein sakana. There are some achronim who are makel even if it is not a sakana. Kishayesh tzorech gadol, when there is a tzorech gadol, Rev Vosner then goes on to discuss the parameters of doctors in general taking care of women. Obviously, one has to keep in mind that this, what I emphasize to the Talmidim all the time, is a shaila of negiyah, is playing with fire. At the end of the day, it is an isra of yahareg val yavar, according to the Rambam, as we saw in the Beis Yosef. And therefore, one should be exceedingly cautious before evoking the Shach's heter, because even the Shach's heter, it is unclear whether he was talking about only a case of a pikuach nefesh or not, even though one could argue that he was saying that the isser is abdicated, does not exist, when it's not derech taiva v'chiba. I will conclude with a maaser rav, a very fascinating maaser rav in my own personal life. I was zocheh one time that Rabbi Charlap, who was then the dean of Yitzchak Elchanan, asked me to say a shir in the kolel, in the main base medrash of the yeshiva, before I became a rebbe in yeshiva. Rav Shechter approached me and informed me that I was saying a shir. The kolel was learning Maseches Nida at the time, and the philanthropist of the kolelim was going to be in attendance. I remember that shir was very nerve-wracking. It was one of the first times that I had said a shir in front of... It was the first time I think that I had said a shir in front of Rav Shechter, and there were many of my fellow kolim yungalites who were way ahead of me. And I prepared a long time, and at the end of the shir, the philanthropist and his wife went over to the Rosh Kol or Rav Shechter, and they said hello, and she stuck out her hand, to shake Rav Shechter's hand. And Rav Shechter shook her hand back. I think it was more of what the boys describe as a dead fish, that he gave her the hand. And that was very, very helpful for me, that when I saw that, that's what my Rebbe did, of course, when she stuck out her hand as well, that I did the same. So Maisa Rav was clearly, where it's not Derechiba V'taiva, then in such a case, I saw my Rebbeim being makel, although I have heard that there are many who felt that making a low plug and that describing that they are orthodox, and orthodox men in a work in general do not touch a woman except for their wife, is something that many find very, very inspiring. And in a case of where one is not afraid that it will be malbim pnei chaver barabim, and one is not afraid that it will lower the honor of Torah, and the exact opposite, it will raise the honor of Torah. I have heard many that have been very successful in taking this approach of saying, especially in the workplace, that this is an orthodox standard, that men do not touch women whatsoever, except for their wives, and Klal Yisrael should be rewarded by being shomer on the Kedusha of Losikrevu legalos erva, that we build beautiful homes, matova alecha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael, by maintaining our loyalty to our wives and our loyalty to Kedusha in general, that this will be mekadesh shem shamayim and will save us from the corrupt world that we are often surrounded by. If a person has in general warm and cordial relations with the others at work, both males and females, and this is a line that is clear that they will not pass, I think that in general it will only bring honor to what we represent as far as Kedushas Yisrael and Taharas Yisrael. Bezras Hashem, our second halacha topic is the issue of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim for Yichud late at night. This emerges from our sugya because Taisus on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis points out that our Gemara, at first glance, would be a problem for the glorious and heroic acts of Paltri Ben Laish that's described in Sanhedrin on Yutes Amud Beis. Our Gemara is very critical of the Talmud Chacham, who decided that he wasn't going to be Nichshel in the Isser of Nida, and he slept in a large bed with his wife, Bikiruv Basar. The Gemara says that for that reason he died, being Makil during the Shiva Nikim. Tosus asks, but Palti ben Laish seemed also to have been lenient, because all he did was created a new phenomenon. The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes that Palti ben Laish was married off to Michal by Shaul, after already she was married to David. In order to prevent himself, Palti ben Laish, to be nichshel with Eishes Ish, he put a sword between him and her. Now this idea of a sword is not a halachic idea, it's a dramatic idea, where Palti ben Laish exclaimed that whoever violates the sword, he said, Kola osek bedavazet yidaker becherev. So in such a case, that was a glorious idea, but was not a halachic idea. The Talmud Chacham also had ways in which he and his wife would not be nichshel, but at the end of the day, we are critical of him. So how could Palti ben Laish, asks Tosus, create his own new halachic category where there was an Isser Yichud with an Eishes Ish? How did he violate that Isser Yichud? So Tosus answers that not only did he distance himself from her, but also they relied on Pesach Pasuach l'rishus harabim, that the door was open the entire time. This is an issue in Hilchos Yichud as brought up by the Be'er Heitev in Simen Chaf Beis Sif Katan Tes, that at the end of the day, the heter of Pesach Pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim, that there is no Iser Yichud when there is a door that is opened to a Rishus HaRabim, says the Knesset HaGdola, that only applies during the early hours at night. However, when we're talking about the middle of the night, where there's no one walking around outside, the heter of Pesach Pasuach, the Rishus HaRabim, does not apply. The Pisrei Tshuva on that halacha from the Knesset HaGdola asks, but our Tosas seems to say that Palti ben Laish relied on this heter the entire night. How could he have? Pisrei Tshuva says that one must suggest that the heter of Palti ben Laish only applies where he knew there were people that were passing by the entire night. This is an important maramakom lahalacha. The Sefer Dvar Halacha says that even though the Knesset HaGdola, in the paragraph Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, in the fourth edition of the Dvar Halacha, I believe it is the third chapter, the Dvar Halacha was written by Rav Horovitz, a brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and a chavrusa of the Stipler, and it's the most authoritative source of the psakim of the Chazon Ish. The Dvar Halacha writes that if one is in a large city like New York City, Manhattan, where there are people walking throughout the night, so then in such a case, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim is not, as the Knesset HaGdola had described, as only the first couple of hours of the night. The only reason the Knesset HaGdola said that is because later in the night, it's not likely for people to pass by. However, in large cities where people do pass by, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it's permissible. And the proof is our Tosas in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where Tosas says that Palti ben Laish relied on Pesach Pasuach, the Rishus HaRabim, the entire night. So even though in Shulchan Aruch it seems that Pesach Pasuach, the Rishus HaRabim, only applies for the first few hours of the night, however, this Tosas is the source that Pesach Pasuach would apply the entire night when there are Ovrim Vishavim. It's important to add also that the Chazon Ish held that Ovrim Vishavim does not mean that one believes that the people who are passing by are going to actually necessarily walk into the house, but simply the awareness that the Rishus HaRab, that one is open to Rishus HaRabim, so then in such a case there's no longer a state of Yichud. It doesn't have to be that the people believe that someone will actually walk in the middle, but rather the pachad of the tzibur is enough. At the same time, of course, this reminds us of the idea that the Isser of Yichud is Chazal's gedder. Every individual has to make his own cheshbon hanefesh of what is appropriate to be magdir his own level of kedusha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our sugyas lahalacha on Daf Yud Gimel.